This is City Cafe. I'm John Lemley. Tonight at 6 o'clock, the WABE Newsroom is presenting an original documentary, The Ebola Outbreak, Atlanta's Response. This special presentation will look at the ways in which Atlanta has played a role in dealing with this deadly health crisis, which has reached from Africa to the United States. WABE's Michelle Aloy was one of the many reporters to work on the documentary and joins me now. Thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you.
WABE has been following the Ebola story for months now. What was the aim of producing a complete standalone documentary on the subject?
Well, I think Atlanta, despite being over here, despite not being, you know, at the epicenter of this outbreak, has really played a large role in this when you think about, you know, the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention being based here and the work that they've done in the region. When you think about Emory, the four patients who've come here to receive treatment, and when you think of Hartsfield-Jackson International Airport, you know, it's the world's busiest airport, and the number of people who come through that airport every day. It's one of the five that have been designated as a point of entry for people coming from the region. So there's just a lot of players in the region, in the city, who are dealing with this.
Preparation for this documentary has involved some travel. Tell us about your experience with that.
Well, me personally, there's a lot of us who've been working on this. I traveled to Anniston, Alabama. The CDC had set up a training course there, and I'll talk about it a little bit more in the special tonight. But while I was there, I was able to talk with healthcare workers who were heading over to the region, and I spoke with one woman, Michelle Nisharenko. She's a ER doctor at Boston Children's Hospital, and she had actually been to Liberia. She was there when the first cases started to come out because she goes over every year to help train ER doctors. And she was sort of bracing herself for the reality of what she was going to face. She'd already lost three colleagues, and we have a clip from her.
I probably get a Facebook message every 6 hours. You know, every day the physicians there wonder, is today going to be my day? The day that my glove rips, the day that somebody doesn't triage a patient properly.
The documentary airing tonight is setting out to answer a lot of questions. How did the outbreak begin? What have we learned? And what's being done to respond? What are you hoping listeners will take away from this special?
Well, first of all, I hope information. I think that there's been a lot of misinformation, a lot of fear out there, and I hope that, you know, by listening, that our listeners can get a sense of common information about it. But I think the other hope that I hope people get out of this is that, you know, focusing on where this epidemic is really breaking out in West Africa and what the people over there have to go through, the obstacles that they face with this disease, more so than, you know, the attention that's been given to what's been going on over here. I hope people can really get a sense of place from that.
As you mentioned a moment ago, you're not the only reporter from WABE who's been working on this documentary. What are some of the other things we'll hear about from other WABE voices?
Well, my colleagues, Michelle Wirth, I know that she talked to some people from the Liberian community, and the discrimination they've been facing because of their country of origin. And Martha Dalton talked to the DeKalb School superintendent. They've imposed a new policy when it comes to students who were coming from the region, special health checks that they have to get. We'll hear a little bit about the governor's response and his Ebola task force. And also, I think it's worth mentioning that our reporter Jim Burris was in Liberia when the first cases started to show up in the country. And he became very sick at the same time they started to come over. Now, Jim didn't have Ebola, but one of the most powerful stories I think you'll really hear is his. It's a first-person narration of what he was experiencing while he was sick in the hospital before they knew that Ebola patients were arriving at that time.
As I lie in one of those two cots, I struggle to maintain consciousness. I can't muster the energy to object to the IV line a nurse is about to put into my hand. She wears no gloves. She swabs my skin with alcohol from a bottle caked with dirt. I remember little, but I'll never forget the screams of a woman in the cot next to me. Her cry is so awful, so full of heartbreak. I think she must be dying.
Jim Burris there of a first-person account from Liberia and those around him suffering as part of the Ebola outbreak, which is now reaching around the globe. We are so delighted to have been able to spend some time with Michelle Aloy from WABE News. Thank you again for coming in.
You're very welcome. Thank you.
And the WABE special, The Ebola Outbreak, Atlanta's Response, airs tonight at 6 o'clock. This is City Cafe.